Sure, New Year's Eve parties can be a good time. You might get a few weeks of healthy eating in with a New Year's resolution, but the only end of the year guarantee you can really count on? Lists. Best of lists. And GLT has a few of our own we'd like to share. Joining me in studio today are GLT Digital Content Director Ryan Denham and GLT Music Director John Norton with a sneak peek at our best of lists for 2018. Thanks for being here, guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, Charlie.
Ryan, let's start with you. You've compiled the top 10 most read stories of 2018 on WGLT.org. What made the list?
Well, number one on the list may not surprise you terribly. State Farm and the various changes we've seen at State Farm this year with restructuring of a lot of those IT jobs and layoffs, transfers out of town, that kind of thing. Kind of pooled all those stories together, and that was definitely our most read of the year. Several local tragedies made the list, of course. The Normal West bus crash from a few weeks ago that killed the volunteer. That was certainly on the list as well. But I was pleased to see some other things pop up on that list. Mary Cullen's stories about a shortage of psychiatrists in town who are serving kind of the youngest patients made the list. Colleen Reynolds' piece about a mother, Ricky Lee Beneke, who lost her son to a heroin overdose. Those stories all made the top 10, and I was happy to see that some of our more important stuff had made the list. Real stories, not clickbait.
Popular doesn't necessarily mean important or impactful. Clicks are clicks. What about the other most important stories of 2018?
Well, that's what we tried to capture with this other list that we put together. We call it My Favorite Story of 2018. Our newsroom staff, you, me, John here, as well as folks in our development team, Melissa Liebert, Pat Peterson, everybody's putting together, choosing one story that they heard on GLT from this year and why it was their favorite. Some other stuff popped up that was kind of interesting. Our Rivian coverage throughout the year was in there. And this really sound-rich story about a Children's Discovery Museum and University Galleries joint program that Laura Kennedy did for us after retiring. That made the list, too. So some of the choices surprised me. I mean, John, you went with one of the American Anthem pieces from NPR, if you want to talk about that a little bit.
There were so many great stories. I do want to give Mary Cullen a shout-out, too, for the blacksmith story she did. I thought that was really cool. And Eric's football story up in Lexington. But I did choose that NPR story because it just moved me. It's a great series that NPR does about all these different anthems from over the decades.
What was the one that you chose again?
I chose Simon and Garfunkel's America Song. It deals with a lot of the same issues, or a lot of the same issues we're dealing with today, they were dealing with back in 1968 when that came out. And they had all these different voices from today talking about some of that, as well as some of the geography of America. But you got to hear it.
Well, let's do that right now.
Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come.
Realizing that everybody is looking for America. What does that mean?
For me, getting to know America is more about the questions that we ask than the sort of sureness that we might reach in our own experience.
I don't know whether we ever did find it or whether this was just a quixotic quest, but I think all of us are still searching for America and hoping to find it and define it and give it meaning, and we all do that in our own way.
John Norton, every week you're introducing us to new artists on GLT's Sound Ideas as they come through local music venues. How do you decide who made the list for your best new local music of 2018?
Well, generally, it's the interviews that I did this year. I kind of started from there. Ryan asked me to do this, and I knew there were going to be people I missed or left off, so it made me nervous to do that. But the people that I interviewed this year, whether they're from Bloomington Normal or they were playing in town from outside of the Twin Cities, and from there I came up with a list of a lot of people that made some really good music this year.
Tell us a few.
Well, I think the big albums of the year from some of the better-known names in town, Something Brothers, reunited in 2017, and they had put out some songs on Bandcamp that year that I frankly thought, yeah, it's just okay. I was kind of like disappointed. And then they put out this album called Apollo in 2018, their first one in nearly three decades. And it's phenomenal. I've got like five different earworms from that album alone. And just the way the album started with a song called Fuzzle, it just sounded like a re-entry into the Bloomington Normal music scene by the Something Brothers.
Well, let's hear a little bit of Fuzzle.
Hey!
Edward David Anderson and Chicago Farmer both had some albums this year, and those made your list.
Yeah, they're the consensus leaders now of the Twin Cities music scene, and they both put out phenomenal albums. Edward David Anderson put out a song called album called Chasing Butterflies that is topping some national music charts right now, Americana charts. Fans of Becker Tirefire may not like me for this, but I think he's doing his best work of all time. And even this album, I think, tops his last album, which was incredibly good. And Chicago Farmer, a.k.a. Cody Decoff, finally released that live album that his fans have been asking for, and it's a double live, and it really captures the essence of who he is. It's hard to capture Cody's essence on a studio album because of his...
He's a storyteller.
Just a riveting storyteller, and... The two albums might have been a bit much, but he pulled it off. It's mesmerizing to hear how he introduces songs and ties those songs to real stories and real-life situations.
Those are established artists. How about some of the debut albums of note?
Well, I was knocked out by Leah Marlene's album. We just featured that a couple of weeks ago. She's a 17-year-old senior at, I think it's Normal Community, not Normal West. I might be wrong. One or the other. And her father, Derry Grant, is a member of Hollywood or Honeymoon Suite, the Canadian band that charted in America a couple of times in the 80s. And, well, the genes got passed on. And not only can she play guitar, but she can sing and she can write music. This is phenomenal. Her album is called Arrow.
This is not a 17-year-old voice. Let's hear some of it. And other debut albums?
Jenny B is another one that surprised me because I didn't know who she was before I saw her cardboard sleeve album. And I'm like, okay, here's another local artist. I'll give it a listen. And like, whoa, she trained in opera, musical theater. I love the way her voice soars on this album. It's called Crickets and Honey. The reason we're not hearing a whole lot from her is she's got a couple of debilitating diseases that keep her from not only performing, but recording. But what a talent. And Flaccid, if I can give Flaccid a shout out, it wasn't a debut album, it was their finale album. And after 6 years, this psych rock band called it quits. Members are kind of going in different directions and that, and they put out a finale album that's really good as well.
How about the stuff you want to hear in 2019?
Oh,
what's coming up?
There's a song out by Sherwood Forest called Glow. They put a single up on Spotify that is phenomenal. And if that's an indication of what we're going to get from a full album, I can't wait to hear that. I want to hear something new from Hot Sauce Universe. They haven't put something out for a few years. Jay and Janae Thomas, an incredibly talented husband and wife team. Matthew Curry, we featured some of these new songs. We're hoping to be on a new album in 2019. Wildermore, I want to hear a debut album from Wildermore. They covered David Bowie. They've covered The Who the last couple of years at the Silver Ball at the Castle Theater. I want to hear some original music from those guys. I'm guessing Stone and Snow might put something out this year. And I want to hear something new from the War Painted Horses. That's Michael Adams. And he put out a really great debut album. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago now, but we haven't heard from him. I want to hear an update.
Well, give us something to close the music part of this segment with. What are we going to hear?
The one thing I'd like to say is most of the artists I've already mentioned are kind of in that whole singer-songwriter vein. That seems to be the center of what Bloomington Normal music scene is right now. But it's a much more diverse scene than that in general. Poster Children put out an album in 2018, their first album in 14 years. That Champagne Urbana's band from the 1980s, they're kind of the equivalent of what the Something Brothers were back in Bloomington Normal in those days. But they were a punk-based band. Rose Marshack and Rick Valentin are the husband-wife team behind that band. They toured nationally in the 80s and 90s. They recorded on a major label, and now we're claiming them here in Bloomington Normal. They're our band now. Another one's Dirty Rotten Revenge. Now, this is a hardcore punk band, and that is part of the Bloomington Normal scene. There's also Stefan Robinson, who goes as Yay Big, and he has some little more out-there music, kind of a ambient, free jazz, avant-garde sound, and some interesting lyrics on some of his stuff. But that's all part of the scene as well.
Let's hear some of Yay Big to close out this music segment. Ryan Denham, WGLT.org, also has a best photo of 2018 gallery up. What made the cut there?
Well, a lot of great stuff, but what makes that photo gallery so cool, it's about 30 images, 35 images, is that the photos were largely taken by our student workers and our student interns here that come from Illinois State's School of Communication. Jeff Smoody, Cindy Lee, and Carly Gray, who actually graduated mid-year, just worked their tail off and have produced some really good stuff. They covered all the big elections this year, political protests, rallies, cute dog adoption events, tiny therapy horses going to help college students de-stress, artists creating their masterpieces. There's just some really good stuff that we've put together over the year with their help. You may have seen some of them over the year on Instagram. We share them out piecemeal, photo galleries at WGLT.org. But if you're looking for a fun way to spend 5-10 minutes flipping through these images, I can't recommend that gallery enough.
That's GLT Digital Content Director Ryan Denham and GLT Music Director John Norton. You can see these lists and more at WGLT.org. Just look for the Best of 2018 link on the homepage. This is Bloomington Normal's Public Media.